It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, a feel-good Mets baseball Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Built Ford Tough studio. Magical moment last night. I didn't believe it was going to happen. I'm not going to lie to you. I thought that Pete Alonso was going to end the season hitting into a double play. That's what it felt like to me, as bad as he had been. The tripping over the bat, the dropping of the pop-up by the screen, and the Brewers fans pointing and laughing at him. But it happened. It was one of the most memorable home runs ever. I mean, there have been some in Mets history. We talked about them, actually. Just talked about it with Francisco Lindor's home run on Monday. And now you got another one to that list. What else are they capable of? And that's where I'm at with them. And I'm still not going to be devastated. This season has just been, it's been incredible. It's been exceeded every expectation I had. I thought this team was dead. I didn't think they were good enough. I didn't think they'd get back to 500. I didn't think they'd make the playoffs. I said they were going to win before the game. But then as the game unfolded, I did not feel confident about them coming back. But after watching what they did in Atlanta, now in Milwaukee, the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit, and I understand that it gets harder from here. I understand the Phillies are better than the Brewers and the Braves. I understand that the Dodgers are better than everybody. But how many times have we seen the hot, quirky, things are happening for a reason team blow through these other teams that are better on paper? And maybe this is just the year that the Mets are that team. Maybe it's finally... Maybe it's finally that time again. So that's watching that home run. I was like, you know what? This could be one of those teams. So yeah, I believe that they're capable of anything. I can't wait for this series. We all hate the Philadelphia Phillies. It's going to be awesome visually to see both Citi Field and Citizens Bank Park. They've never met in the playoffs. This is just great, great, great times for New York baseball, where we had neither one of these teams in the postseason last year, and now we got both of them in a division series, and it's just going to be great. Going to be a fun week.
Yeah, this is why when we talk about baseball in October, this is exactly what we mean. These are the moments that you'll never forget. We don't have very many of them when it comes to the Mets. They're few and far between. Hmm. And the Mets have finally climbed out of their
funk
or malaise, whatever you want to call it. You know, a couple of years ago, they were a good team, but they fell apart at the end. This is the opposite of that. This was a team that, you know, played great in September, and they found ways to win, especially late in games. And, man, you can't. I mean, there's no way really to describe it for the players themselves either, because they're in the locker room and they can feel it. You know, they know what's happening. I don't think they ever get down. And when you have moments like this, you can always rely and think back to those moments that you can make it happen again, because you've done it now numerous times. So I don't know. It's a magical run for sure. Hopefully it doesn't end, and hopefully that we get a most memorable series with the Phillies, too. That's the other thing.
I mean, you know, the 2022 team, you know, felt like a special group as well. And you had it was the Timmy Trumpets year. But you had Max Scherzer and you had Jacob deGrom on that team that were supposed to carry them deep into the playoffs. And it's crazy to say this, but, you know, give me Sean Manaea, David Peterson, Jose Quintana. You know, these guys that have been grinding the entire year, like, that seem like they care more about this team winning than their own situations. You know, and
Hey, don't forget Tyler McGill.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean I'm
all
leaving
these
out.
Guys that have to show up and get in there, and you know, the revolving door that has been, you know, that has been the bullpen, you know, and there are guys out there that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah, and that's going to be a story going forward, too. There's no doubt about it that the Mets bullpen and how they perform is going to be a huge factor. But, I mean, it's just the Scherzer and the big contract that he got, and was always making excuses. Jacob deGrom always felt like he was
hurt.
Yes, and just not right, and protecting himself for the big contract, and just never felt right. And this team and these personalities, it's just rare in pro sports when you look at a group that you know cares
about winning these games as much as the fan base does. And I'm sorry to break it to you. There's a lot of teams that don't. There's a lot of players that want to perform well for themselves and set up their contracts, and I don't blame them. But this group is like, you know, Francisco Lindor left the on-field interview with ESPN as he was turning around looking, he was looking at something, and I'm like, what is he looking at? And he goes, guys, I got to go. We're taking a team picture. And he just put the headset down. He's like, I love you. I'm taking a team picture. Put the headset down, and he ran over there. And, you know, they take this team picture. I mean, and those guys will, regardless of what happens for the rest of this postseason, are going to remember this team, the bonds that they had, that moment, the Braves moment. I mean, they care. They care about one another. They care about winning. And stuff like that is what carries teams to championships, especially in baseball.
I'm telling you, it's like the Knicks last year. You know, the Knicks went on that run. We all fell in love with the team. The team ended up falling apart because of injuries, not because they didn't care. It's because they got hurt, and you got to stay healthy when you get to this point in the season. And, you know, maybe they're at the end of the season with Lindor's back. We're all like, oh, not now. And then this is like the worst possible time. And certainly he has fought back through all of that stuff. So that's part of it, that they are healthy, that everybody is participating. And, you know, even though like Vientos looked like he was overmatched last night, he's had moments. Nimmo certainly had his share of moments. Marte has had his share of moments. So has Lindor, and on and on and on. And finally, Pete gets the opportunity to do what we were all praying that he would do. And like, there's nothing worse than watching a guy who wants it so bad not be able to accomplish, you know, what the expectations were for him. And I think Carlos Mendoza spoke to that last night after the game. Now, it's one at bat, it's one moment, and it's a moment that will live for a lifetime for many of us. But I will say that he's going to have opportunities for more moments now.
Oh, yeah.
And this,
he performs well at Citizens Bank Park. He loves that park.
I know. And remember, we were talking about this probably a couple weeks ago, where you said that once the regular season's over and the playoffs begin, there is an opportunity for Pete to separate himself again, where everything will be forgotten, and the only things that will be remembered will be the last games he plays. And this morning, we wake up, and he is one of the heroes that wins the game last night.
Yeah, I mean, he had the moment, and this, you know, you could make a case that this is the catalyst that sends him into a big offensive series against Philadelphia. He can also do it because of his history at Citizens Bank Park and loves hitting there. So, I mean, I am positive about him taking this and then turning it into something. I don't know how you couldn't be. I mean, this has got to be like he got a 10,000-pound weight off of his chest, like he pooped out a watermelon, like he's just free of whatever, you know?
Well, I also think back to the way this season unfolded, the two team meetings, Steve Cohen saying, I still believe in this team, David Stern saying, I still believe in this team, we're not trading anybody, they were adding people, so there's a lot of people to look at that actually hung with the team. When many of us, including yours truly, were sitting here talking about whether or not they were going to be making trades and getting rid of players and rebuilding still for the future. And it didn't happen that way. And, you know, David Stearns could look out on that field last night and see two teams that he has had a big hand in building.
Yeah, I mean, and
think about that for a second.
Of course, he's got, but you know what? He's ours now. And the future is extra bright. And, you know, as much as things looked bleak in his first year and the offseason, like I hated this offseason this year. I was like, this is just, they're just throw these guys out there. This transition year, it's get younger, it's get fresher. Let's evaluate things. That's what this. And I guarantee you that if you had Carlos Mendoza, Steve Cohen, and David Stearns in a room before the season, and you told them that they would be in the NLDS against the Philadelphia Phillies, they would told you that they were crazy. That wow, really? Like that's awesome, but I didn't think this team would be that good. They probably thought they'd hover around 500, maybe have a shot at a wild card, whatever. And this team now is in Mets lore forever.
Let's just remember that, you know, Francisco Lindor just actually had a season to remember. You know, and that it was always going to take either him or Pete. Or could you imagine if he and Pete were going at the same time? It'd be like Soto and Judge.
Hell, there's still an opportunity.
That's the point.
Still an opportunity.
And this is where, you know, Pete can make it very difficult on the Mets.
Yeah.
I think it would have been an easy decision last night had he not come through.
Hey,
Good problem to have.
It is.
Joe in New Jersey. What's going on, Joe?
What's up, guys? Just a big fan of the show. But I got to say, when you said, does God hate the Brewers, that was the funniest thing I think I've heard in a month. And I got to, just to get it out of the way, God has a soft spot who try their hardest, and they come up a little bit short. So they're all good. But I also want to say to Boomer, like, first of all, how unfair is this? You get to throw the prettiest spiral, and then you have, like, the best radio voice in the world. What's going on over here? But I also want to give him credit because he was one of the few guys who talked about Pete Alonso. I remember, like, everybody's been kind of sour on him, but he said, I think it was the day of the game, he said something like, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Alonso actually comes through tonight. And so just props to him for saying that, and props to you guys. Love the show. Have a great day.
Hey, right, Joe, thanks. I think Al Dukes even said it yesterday. Right. So did Evan Roberts yesterday also, because I heard Evan say it. I mean, look, you know why? Because if you are a Met fan, how do you not root for one of your own guys? One of the guys that you've developed, you draft, you bring here, you know. I know it's the home run hitting contest at the All-Star game. But you know how many guys say no to that?
Yeah.
And what does he say? He embraces it. I mean, because he embraces playing baseball. He's a baseball player. And look, all we want is we want what's best for him, because it brings us great joy. The frustrations and the mediocrity are what frustrate us as fans. And you can't, like, I don't hate, like, if I were a Yankee fan and Gleyber Torres were dogging it, that's where that annoys me. Yeah. That angers me. But if Gleyber Torres is busting it out of the box every time, playing great defense, you know, leading by example, then I can live with maybe an off year. And that's how I felt about Pete this year. Like, I feel bad for him because he hasn't been able to come through as much as we'd want him to come through. But then that's why we're so happy for him after what he did last night.
Yeah, and I think a bunch of reasons why people kept bringing up the Pete Alonso thing is one, we've seen it before. We know that it's in there. We also have seen the special nature of this team, where it's somebody different almost every single night, except for the consistency of Francisco Lindor, and also just the nature of the game of baseball. Like, it's someone could be gone and cold for a month, and then all of a sudden snap out of it. And Pete's gonna, we knew he was gonna get the opportunities, whether he's batting fourth or fifth or whatever. You knew he was gonna get the opportunities in this series, and he did in the biggest moment. I mean, it's just, but you also can't believe it. This morning,
you also have the other aspect of what happened with him in terms of reportedly turning down a contract extension, having Scott Boras as his agent, betting on himself, which we all want. You know, if a guy bets on himself, I think we're all rooting for that guy. Like, Soto's betting on himself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's going to do okay.
He's going to do just fine because he bet on himself, and he's 28 years old or 27.
He's 26, I think.
26, whatever. Yeah. I mean, so he's going to get a huge contract, and good for him because he'll deserve it. And he's already turned down, what, two major contract extensions.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see where else this story goes. But one thing we know, it's not over.
Oh, man. Feel good Friday, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
We're in Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hey, what are we getting some food up in this bitch? What's going on here?
Izzo, he was very busy. I told him, you know, no rush because it's...
No,
I told him his job is priority because we got to get all the stuff.
You
got to
take care
of
the guys on the air. You got to keep them happy. You got to keep them full.
And he
fulfilled.
He is. He's down there now. He'll be back soon. But I told him, I said, listen, get the work done. You need to get done to get the stuff out there. It's a very, very important day. And then when you get a second, then you go get the food.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Mets Baseball Friday as they move on, beating the Brewers in dramatic fashion with Pete Alonso having what could have been his last Mets at-bat ever. But nope. He said, we got more baseball to play. We're going to Philadelphia with his 3-run homer, and then David Peterson closing it out. Francisco Lindor with a spectacular play at shortstop with the short hop, not catching the ball, hits the ground, runs to second base, steps on the bag, double play to Pete Alonso. So, you know, we've had some fun with some jingles this morning. The Oh My God we opened up with, going back to Mojo Rising and the Curly Shuffle, and had to dust this one off from Real Black 14, the Jingle Man, our friend who is a big part of Mets Twitter, who does all these songs with his
musical partner, which I don't know his name, so I want to give him credit too. The guy plays the guitar with him, but this is Real Black 14's Pete Alonso song that he sent me last night and said in euphoria that we should play this one this morning.
He hits ribs and lots of homers, a lot of long balls, a lot of balls out of the yard.
Pete's balling. Real Black 14.
Maybe Al would get, you know, the creative juices flowing. Maybe he can get himself back into that kind of flow again.
No, I think Al just pays Real Black 14 to do this stuff for him. We just end up playing it on the air.
Yeah, I trailblazed it. No, everybody just let everybody else take over.
You got writer's block?
I don't know. Like, I didn't think that's so great. Like, I wouldn't have done that. I mean, it's all right. It's,
well, at least
it's
he did
much.
It. What'd you do?
I know, but it's too much. It's forced.
I mean, he did something.
Yeah, right.
You've
but if
done
it's,
nothing.
No, that's not true. I have a long... Billy Joel hasn't written a song in years. The guy sells out the Garden every
yeah,
night.
Yeah, but I'm saying you haven't written a song in years either.
Right.
But you know, like, so you and Billy Joel have something
exactly.
in common.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I think the difference is, like, Real Black 14, this is what he does. He's the jingle man. He writes. He's supposed to be writing Mets jingles. That's what he does. Al's got lots of other things that he does, and that's just part of his repertoire is writing jingles.
I've advanced as a performer. Do podcasts now. Warm-up shows,
podcasts.
Yeah, those things.
It's a detriment of our show.
Well, you guys didn't like my my neighbor song that Jerry played. Malik Neighborhood.
You never really did it. That was just a taste of it. You know, if we had heard the whole thing.
I feel like you have writer's block. That's what I'm saying.
I wasn't getting encouragement from the Malik's Neighborhood.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry that we weren't giving you encouragement.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was going to be a detriment to your writing process and your
Everybody
creativity.
Needs a pat on the back, man. Yeah. You know that.
Plus, now I don't even know if he's playing anymore. He was going to be my muse and then kind of fell apart.
Yeah, I think he's only in stage two of the concussion protocol, which has five stages that the NFL player has to go through before he can actually get back on the field to play in a game.
Can he get through three stages in 2 days?
Yeah, I don't. I guess the way Brian Daboll is making it sound, he's making it sound as if he's not going to play. But then again, these coaches play games, so who knows?
All right, important stuff for Yankees fans. We're giving away another pair of Yankees playoff tickets. This will be to Game 2 on Monday. So the way that it works is we're going to play a John Sterling drop here. This is not the time you call. This is the time you remember what the John Sterling drop is, and then when you hear it from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., that's when you call 866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326. Be caller number 7 after you hear the drop, and you get a pair of Yankees playoff tickets, Game 2 against the Royals, and some good seats. So this is what you will be listening for.
I wear pink undershorts.
I wear pink undershorts.
I wear pink undershorts.
John Sterling wearing pink undershorts. So when you hear that next hour...
I wear pink undershorts.
866-540-WFAN, 866-540-9326, caller number 7. Ticket's yours. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
Brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. Since we're being creative... I thought,
yeah.
I played the Sal reaction earlier.
Right.
So it made me think of, as I mentioned before, the Back to the Future scene after the car and the lightning, and Marty goes back to 1985, and it sounded like this.
Yeah!
Okay, so then I thought, what if that was Sal? Maybe he missed his mark.
Yeah! Yeah!
It's pretty good, is it not?
It sounds just like
pretty funny. If you would have played that as the clip,
yes.
I wouldn't have known.
That's exactly what I thought, too. So, anyhow, Sal was very euphoric after he heard this.
Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout.
And so
Alonso on his way to home plate.
Yes, and he would touch home plate. Howie on Mets Odyssey Radio. It is amazing, too, the one shot where you see Alonso right off the bat. Not necessarily that one. Like, he knew it was out. It doesn't clear by 30 feet.
I know. And I thought the same thing, but it made me feel better when I saw that because I was like, man, he feels like he got it.
That.
Right. So it's, yeah, it is. I honestly, and this is, I still don't believe that it happened. Like, I still am like, this does not feel real. It was that unbelievable, the circumstances around this whole thing.
Not to mention the fact that up 4-2, the Brewers had a runner on with one out, and he had David Peterson trying to get the save with Jackson Chourio looming on deck.
Peterson ready to go to work against him. First pitch, swinging a liner towards short, picked by Lindor on one hop, runs to second, one throws to first, out at first, out at first. Put it in the box. The Mets are out at the mound, pouncing on each other. The Brewers may want to have a look at this just to be sure, but if this holds, this party is headed to Philadelphia.
It held for sure.
Let's start whacking.
Oh, yeah. They are headed to Philadelphia. That's indeed. Howie Rose again on Mets Odyssey Radio. So 4-2 the final. The Mets take it in three. Some of the post-game sound. Alonso thrilled to contribute.
I mean, I'm just really happy I was able to capitalize on something out over the plate. I mean, it's just been such a great ride all year, and I'm just happy I could come through for my team right there. It's a really special moment.
Yeah, I would say so. Here was Francisco Lindor. He was doing the interview on SportsCenter when he realized he might be missing something.
What happened?
If you see over there, I'm about to take a team picture. I got to go. I love you guys.
Go do it.
Your team picture. We did it. I love you guys.
Congrats, Frankie.
That's awesome. Francisco Lindor.
I think the anchors are great.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, where are you going? Like, go enjoy the party. That was very cool.
Yeah. I mean, that team picture, they did like the regular just smile, and then they did the go crazy picture. You know, that go crazy picture that they do. Ah!
I think they did that in spring training.
Not this group. Not under this manager. That's for sure.
Here was the owner, Steve Cohen. There was video that showed Lindor run over to him, lift him up off the ground with a big bear hug. Did he really pick you up?
Yes, he did. I may have a back injury now. This is getting me fun. You know, like, let's do this again. I'm having fun doing it.
I would say you are. And then there's J.D. Martinez. So we've talked at length, obviously, about the team meeting that was going on when the team was putrid earlier in the season. He was asked about all of that and how they responded as a team, and he admits they saw and heard a lot.
It didn't go good. You start reading the articles because you guys write great articles all the time.
Thank you.
And, you know, so we all got to read the positive stuff you write. And we just kind of, it's just one of those things, you just got to control it. Just distance yourself. You know what? They say we suck, we suck. Let's suck. Let's go suck together. Let's go have fun sucking.
So they embraced the suck and they had a good time.
And let's suck together and have fun sucking.
That's what he said.
Man. Yeah, I wonder if Rob Saleh uses that as one of his new phrases in 2024. It's like, I heard this one from one of the Mets. If we're going to suck, let's suck together and have fun sucking.
That's
what do you
it.
Think, boys? Go out there and get them. Beat the Vikings.
I probably wouldn't go that route if I were him.
Yeah.
He says, we played free and easy. And notice he actually references a former Met that I don't think he even knew was a former Met.
Who had the pressure? Did anyone? You look at all MLB's analytics. I don't think, what's his name? Rooker, Anthony Rooker, whatever.
Rooker.
Or the guy on MLB Network had us getting swept in Atlanta and then not even making it in his racket.
Former right? Met.
Yeah, and no one had us in
a wrecker.
Wrecker, there you go.
Yeah, that loser.
That guy.
Yeah.
So, very interesting. Here was Devin Williams. He was the closer for the Bucks, the Brewers, that gave up the go-ahead home run.
I'm not going to make any excuses. I didn't execute the way I needed to, and they got the job done, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm. And now they go home, and the Mets go to Philadelphia. Game one tomorrow with Zach Wheeler making the start for Philly. Al and I were it's got to be McGill for the Mets, right? There's nobody else, unless they go bullpen day, but they're tacked.
Let me ask you a question. Isn't that, like, considered a throwing day or something?
I guess.
He'll pitch game two, Peterson. That's what I think.
See, I thought Severino would go game two because he pitched Tuesday. Or was it Monday? Tuesday. He pitched Tuesday in Milwaukee, so that, to me, he would line up for Sunday. on regular rest.
Yeah.
I mean, Peterson threw seven pitches last night.
I know, but he also got a... Listen, you're talking to the wrong person, because I would not have taken Quintana out of that game last night.
Yeah.
So I know maybe it will be Peterson, so we shall see. We've done a lot of reaction.
Although
this
Severino
morning.
Sounds right to me.
Well, that would be Sunday, Severino, I think. Your guy, Tommy Lugauer.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Positive Tommy, yeah.
So, kind of like Al. Now, I have the audio to support Al's claim that Alonso is going to hit home run, and I'm sure the audio is out there. I'm not claiming Tommy's lying, but he does tell you post-game.
I told you on the air today that Pete Alonso would hit a clutch three-run homer. Still doubting positive Tommy? I wouldn't.
Then he goes on to tell a story, and I'm not making fun or anything. He's showing a picture of him and his late grandfather at Shea Stadium and how they had this bond together and how they never got to see a World Series championship together.
Oh, boy.
And it was really his doing that made Tommy the Met fan that he is.
We, unfortunately, did not get to experience a World Series championship for the Mets together. So I've been telling you there's a story that needs to be finished. And it's not just my story. There's a lot of you out there with that same story. Loved ones that have passed on or loved ones that are still here that we have not been able to experience a World Series championship together. That's why I believe in the power of positivity.
Okay. So then he goes on with really strong feelings about himself.
That's why I am positive Tommy. And that's why I believe in the power of positive Tommy. And I believe in positive Tommy. I do it for him. I do it for all of you out there. And we're all in this together.
And then lastly, just get in line and be behind me.
We're not destined to be losers. We're not destined to be the butt of every joke. No longer. I will lead us. There is a story that must be finished. And we will finish it together.
Yeah.
There's the best Mets fan ever.
We're not destined to be losers.
Right. So he just took the mantle away from you.
not me. I'm not. Don't do that anymore. Not me. I have never claimed to be. Never claimed to be.
Very fun.
Evan, Tommy, Sal, all those guys. You got a big zoo. You got to feel great for those guys. And yeah, Tommy's doing like the professional wrestling thing, man. He's got, that's his deal right now, and it's entertaining.
That is amazing. That Citi Field that CBS Sports Network is showing. They had thousands of people there last
night. But the thing, they sat there for eight innings.
I know.
And nothing.
Well, I know that.
And then, of course, the Buto giving up the two home runs. And then all of a sudden.
I turned it off.
What?
I was exhausted. I played golf yesterday. I was bored from the game. And I'm like, that's it. After the two home runs, I'm like, I've had it. I turned it off. I went to sleep. And then, as I said to Al, thankfully, as I have to go to the bathroom several times a night, I got up to go to the bathroom. I checked the phone and saw it was the ninth inning. I'm like, all right, let me see. And I saw the ninth inning, but I did not see the eighth inning.
I was overactive prostate spot.
Thank God. Yeah. I was like, what is this? It was just nothing. Aside from Lindor, not one Met had a hit.
Yeah, I know. Well,
it was awful.
Winker got hit by two pitches.
Yeah, I know. But in terms of there was nothing going on. So. Whatever. That was a good overactive prostate that got me up to see it. Just quickly, the Falcons beat the Bucs in overtime 36-30. Kirk Cousins, 509 yards passing, pales in comparison to one Boomer Esiason, of course. He did have the game-winning 45-yard touchdown pass. And so Atlanta and Tampa Bowl 3-2. Jets-Vikings Sunday morning 9:30. Giants in Seattle late in the day on Sunday. Carl Anthony Towns didn't meet the media with the Knicks yesterday as Julius Randle done DiVincenzo.
20 minutes early today.
We're in Minnesota. I'm sorry to bore you.
Okay.
And the Devils and Sabres open up the season in Prague today at 1 p.m.
All right, very good. Boomer and Geo, thanks, Jerry. We'll see you next hour. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough studio.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on a feel-good Mets baseball Friday. There's going to be a playoff game at Citi Field, Game 3, Mets and Phillies. Game 1, though, starts Saturday shortly after 4 o'clock. First ever time the Mets and the Phillies meet in the postseason. Game 2 will be on Sunday at 4 o'clock. The Yankees do get a day off in between.
They start off Saturday 6:38, and then they end up playing on Monday. So it'll be a little bit staggered for the Mets and Yankees, and this is going to be one of the most jam-packed weekends we have seen, if you really think about it, you know, from Saturday, 4:08, Mets, Yankees, 6:38, Sunday, Jets, 9 o'clock, Jets, 4 o'clock, Mets, 4 o'clock.
Well, Jets, 9:30.
Yep.
Giants, 4:05, right?
4:05, yep. And then Mets, 4:08, I guess.
Mets on Sunday night. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah, I think it's Sunday afternoon, though, the Mets. So it'll be on the same time as the Giants.
That stinks.
You know what? This day and age, you can watch a couple things at once. I really don't. It doesn't stink. Plus, I don't feel like I'm missing much if I'm distracted when the Giant game's on. I'm serious.
Especially if Malik Nabers is not playing.
Yeah. Like, it'll be... You'll be able to pay attention.
What do you think the chances of him playing are? I got to believe...
Zero.
Okay. All right. I was hoping 50-50.
Well, I have no idea. I'm not close to the situation. All I'm gathering is the fact that, you know, this was... seemed like a concussion that was serious enough to not get cleared for the entire week. Hasn't practiced, right?
Right. I guess I'm reading from an article right here. There is no rule against accomplishing multiple late steps in one day, but judging recovery from one step to another is an important part of the advancing to be able to play.
Yeah. So it doesn't seem positive at all. Which really sucks.
Yeah, I know, because he's worth the price of admission.
Yeah, I mean, he's already more exciting than Saquon Barkley to me. Like, I never was so excited to watch Saquon Barkley. I was looking forward to watching Malik Nabers. So hopefully it's just one game missed, and we see him back next week. All right, let's go to Rob out in Arizona. What's going on, Rob?
What's going on, guys? How are you doing this morning?
Good, Rob. What's up?
Not much, man. I was just... been an hour and a half on the waiting line, so I got to collect my thoughts. I was just watching the Mets last night, and after watching Pete drop that ball, what was it, like the seventh or sixth inning, whatever it was, I thought he was seeing ghosts. So when he came up and Devin Williams left that whatever it was, a changeup over the middle of play, I couldn't be so happy for Pete, because dude is a long time coming for him. I just hope he just goes into the playoffs so he can hit a few home runs and he can actually show the Mets that he deserves this contract coming up, because the one home run's super duper nice that way he just did, but I hope this just is a lily pad for him just to go bonkers for the rest of the playoffs. I hope you guys have a good morning.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Lily pad spot for Pete Alonso.
pad spot.
maybe it will be. I hope so. We've seen that stuff happen before. We've seen it not happen before. I mean, if anything's going to get him going and get the confidence going, it's going to be that home run and the fact that it's the Phillies. I mean, it's just, it still is incredible. It's as if Disney got a hold of this thing and wrote the script last night. Like, all right, we're going to get this guy who's been the most popular Met, who turned down a contract, hired a villain agent, has had a really, really disappointing year. He's tripping over his bat. He's dropping pop-ups. It's first and third with one out in the ninth inning. He could very easily ground into a double play and trip over his bat again, and it would be the last time he ever puts on a Mets uniform. Instead, he hits a three-run homer. The Mets tack on one. They get the Brewers out in the ninth, and he's holding a pumpkin covered in champagne 25 minutes later.
Playoff pumpkin.
What?
Yeah.
What? It's just,
it's just a beautiful thing.
Look at that. Just to think about how I was feeling when he stepped into the box. I never thought that picture would exist ever in my life. That what we're looking at CBS Sports Network, where Pete is holding a bottle of Korbel, and he's got a Budweiser can pressed against his body, and then in his left hand, he's got the playoff pumpkin.
Are you sure that's Korbel? It's not Dom Perignon?
It's Korbel.
It is?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because I was watching last night on ESPN, and they made a point of pointing out that it was Korbel.
So it must be a sponsorship deal, like the Strauss thing on the helmet.
Maybe. Let's go to Steve in Montville. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, guys.
What's up,
Steve? I'm a Mets fan, and I'm very happy they won, but you do realize this is going to kill Bob Uecker.
Oh,
you're going to wake up that, one Steve. Morning in December, that. maybe even Christmas. You're going to turn on the fan, and you're going to hear bad news from the baseball world. Longtime Brewers announcer Bob Uecker has passed away.
Steve, I don't want to hear that on a Feel Good Friday.
Yes, yeah, Steve.
Bob Uecker is a national treasure.
Yeah, we want to see him live, want to see him call more games. I really hope.
I hope someday that he gets to experience a World Series. It's just not going to be this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if somehow we are able to experience the World Series the way the Yankees are going to experience the World Series this year.
Yeah, like at least getting there. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's much easier for them than it would be for the Mets.
Indeed.
Which would make it even all that much more impactful.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, Bob Uecker said it. You heard Jerry play the cut last hour. He said this one had some sting to it. Obviously, he's devastated. He's lived a long, happy life that we hope continues and he can call more baseball games. So,
yeah, national treasure.
But do not, if he does pass soon because he's in his 90s, do not blame the Mets for that. It's not the Mets' fault. It's not Mets' fault. It's time. Time has gotten to him, not the Mets.
Let's go to Alex in Cliffside. Alex, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to comment on something. I think, Boomer, you mentioned a couple days ago before the series started that, you know, Pete needed to start doing some stuff and you were hoping he would, you know, come up to the plate with two on and just hit a bomb. And I was laying in bed last night with my wife watching the game and those words popped right into my head as soon as he hit that home run. I jumped out of bed, scared my wife nearly half to death, but it was definitely an exciting moment. That's all I wanted to say. Love you guys. Have a good morning.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Pete needed that. We needed that.
Yeah. The fan base absolutely needed it. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.